Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
Hoş geldiniz, iyi akşamlar, and welcome to another gripping edition of Connections. Well, tonight we're going to start and finish with a drummer, so it's a little bit hard. There's not many sort of solo drummers unless you're Keith Moon, and then, that was a bit of a slim volume. But this show is a sort of bit of a dedication to Clyde Stubblefield, who died last week. He was probably best known for being the drummer in the James Brown, Famous Flames, JB's, around that sort of era. But there was an awful lot of things that he was on, and this is something I took from 1974, and it's when I was looking at the life and times of the man, I found that he took from his work a lot of natural rhythms. That's what he was fascinated with. I'm not quite sure where this rhythm would come from, this particular one in here, but probably that of a bike wheel or something like that turning quite rapidly indeed. This is from 1974, and it's from an album that was by Ben Sidran, and this is a Fat Jam.
Thank you.
Heavy from 1974, that was Ben Sidran, and that was Fat Jam featuring Clyde Stubblefield on drums. And the connection is, fortunately for us, Miles Davis, the complete illustrated Miles Davis, that is, by Ron Carter, Clark Terry, and Lenny White. And in that, there is, well, somewhere in the indices, there is Clyde Stubblefield, as there is Sonny Sharrock. Now, Sonny Sharrock was, around, well, he was associated, I think, with Miles Davis at some point. And this is from a 1969 album. I think the thing that sort of stands up really to me is it's sort of 4 years before Great Gig in the Sky, you know, Claire Torrey kind of territory, where somebody would go in a studio and just sort of, you know, just wail, basically, over a guitar, and with stunning effect. There's not really much you can say to this, but from the album Black Woman, this is Sonny Sharrock and Black Woman.
Thank you.
and relax. I think somebody probably needed a cup of tea after that one. That was the fabulous Black Woman by Sonny Sharrock from 1969. And The Connection, just bring Ari Flowers up. There he is. Oh, I just needed that after that, didn't you? It's like a drop of tea. The Connection is Songs Milk Loved on This Is My Jam. There's a lot of jams tonight. And that takes us, well, Sonny Sharrock's got something on that jam, and also The Incredible Bongo Band. Now, The Incredible Bongo Band wasn't really a band, it's more of an absence of a band, but it was an excuse really for Michael Viner to get together a group of musicians to show off a little bit on the bongo. And the first album, something of legend, it said that like John Lennon put his head around the door of some of the sessions, but nobody could actually remember who's been there or anything like that. So, you know, it's all hearsay. But the second album came out in 1974, and the cover was a little bit more sinister. It's a sheep with it's pretty horrible, actually. It's just lying on a railway track, and you don't really want to go into that. But the music is, it lives up to the first album. And it's the same sort of scenario, a sort of revolving door of session musicians of the time. And this is the first track on side one, and this is off vinyl. This is Kiburi. It's nice. From 1974, that was Kiburi by the Incredible Bongo Band, and The Connection is Billboard magazine from 25th of August 1973, page 64, which carried an advertisement for the Incredible Bongo Band and also for the Staple Singers. This is something of a bit of a treat, really. It's from 1967, and it was a song originally by Buffalo Springfield, and I think it was written some incident. I mean, it's sort of associated with the Vietnam War and conflict in general, but it was a bit of an incident in I think the street where Whiskey A Go-Go is in LA. There was some sort of brouhaha between the police and some crowds in the street, and nothing really changes, does it? But this is their version of For What It's Worth. As I say, ladies and gentlemen, here is the Staple Singers and their version of the Buffalo Springfield hit, For What It's Worth. When you're ready, Staples. When you're ready. Stop, children, what's that sound? Everyone, look what's going round or going down even. That was the Staple Singers from 1967, and For What It's Worth. Well, the connection is that the Staple Singers appeared on the same piece of celluloid as Ringo Starr, at any rate, in the band The Last Waltz. I think the Staple Singers actually did The Weight with, seemingly quite... merry band, really. Sometime after, I think Martin Scorsese wanted to film something a little bit extra, and it gives a bit of an extra dimension to the film. But Ringo Starr is at the end of that film sort of genuinely on the stage, and Ringo Starr worked quite closely with Nilsson and, as I say, was in that film with the Staple Singers, so that's a connection in my book. In fact, Harry Nilsson did take a sort of motif that Ringo had got behind him on the Ringo album, which said "Do It on Monday," which is sort of a Latin inscription that you find on pound coins, I think, and some parts of Great Britain. And, they just sort of made it into a sort of, similar sounding thing. Do It on Monday. There you go. And this is from 1968. It's from Nilsson's second album. This is also off vinyl. And this is Don't Leave Me. And, here's Nilsson.
The willow weeps and having wept can weep no more, but still it cries for me. It cries in sympathy, it knows that you are gone. Don't leave me, baby. There was a time when you were mine, and not so long ago I used to say you'd never go away, you'd never leave me alone. Don't leave me, baby. Think about the happy times, the groovy times. Now tell me they are gone. I just can't carry on and know that you're not here, you're not near anymore. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't leave me, baby. Think And it cries for me, it cries in sympathy, it knows that you are gone.
Nilsson from 1968, and that was Don't Leave Me. And well, the Work magazine blog had an article by Henry Wolf. Well, it was about Henry Wolf, and he had talked about covering Your Motion Says by the legendary Arthur Russell, and also All I Think About Is You by Harry Nilsson. So that will take us to Arthur Russell. Arthur Russell was something of an enigma. He had a bit of a dalliance with, should we say, free jazz, I would say, towards the end of his career, but started off recording sort of more conventional jazz songs, although they weren't really released sort of until sort of after his death, which was quite sad. But this is, I can't actually put a date to when this was recorded. I think it came out sometime in the 2000s, and this is, as I say, Arthur Russell, and Nobody Wants a Lonely Heart.
Now, as you eat, don't think of the one you love. And on the street, don't look at the sky above. Hey, there's no one home, don't expect nothing, 'cause nobody wants a lonely heart. Now, like a dog who's homeless and can't be sleeping, like a log, he knows that he's best off keeping out of sight. Don't expect nothing, 'cause nobody wants a lonely heart. And in the door, there's nobody coming more, but I'm looking through it too, some other way. Don't expect nothing, 'cause nobody wants a lonely heart.
The Radio Station, episode 3,037,937. In this episode, we meet the Tabasco chef, Saint Jack Latouche, who has a bit of a partiality for the old hot sauce. In fact, everything he makes contains the hot sauce, hence his kind of nickname. His show typically goes out on Monday mornings at 9 a.m.
Hi. This is Jack Latouche, and today we're going to make an exceptionally hot curry. This is following on from the very hot curry that we made last week. Okay. Alright, just to save time, I've got some green chilies and some red chilies there. Yep, just put them in the bowl. And, some more red chilies. That's good. A bit of splash of the old Tabasco sauce. A little bit more. Sensational. And, a couple more chilies in there. and just let's just kick this doggy around a little bit.
A little walk to town. My old gym dog, on a real cuss, he just naturally followed us. As we went by the old Johnson store, passing the gaps, come out the door, yelling and screaming and throwing rocks, run my gym dog under a box. Well, Jim seed his duty there and then, he led into them gentlemen. We sure messed up that quarter square with the rags and the meat and the hide and the hair. Every time I go to town, boys keep a kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he's a hound, I gotta quit kicking my dog around.
Right, we got that little baby simmering, and while it's simmering, I've got Mrs. O'Riordan on the phone from Doncaster. Hi, Mrs. O'Riordan.
Hello, is this Jack Latouche?
Yep, sure is. Hold on. I should kill that fire. Hang on, just put a bit more Tabasco sauce. Yeah, okay, Mrs. O'Riordan.
Yeah, it's about your exceptionally hot curry.
Yep.
I've given some to my birds.
Yep.
And, Well, he's not speaking to me.
Yep.
He's gone very, very red.
Yep.
And I think he might be hyperventilating.
Yep. I think to kill that fire, you need to give him a little bit more Tabasco sauce. Speaking of which.
Well, I've done that, and he's actually hovering in the air now above a yellow cloud.
Well, I don't know, Mrs. R. I mean, what reason could I give? A bit more Tabasco sauce should kill that fire.
Thank you.
from 1971. That was the fabulous Ornette Coleman with Asher Pootley singing the lead tootlies, or the lead vocals, and at any rate. And what reason could I give? Before that, we heard this week's thrilling installment of the radio station. And, well, it feels like another episode, doesn't it? One of the things I've actually set myself up for this week is I've got one turntable and about five different records to play. So the next record is by Black Sabbath. And so I've got to cue that one from Ornette Coleman. So for that, you've got a bit of a ding-dong in the way of another Ben Sidman song, and this is Monopoly. That were gravely, and the connection is from Ornette Coleman to Black Sabbath. How are we going to do that? We're going to do that via Yoko Ono. Ornette Coleman played on Yoko Ono's 1970 album Yoko Ono Plastic Ono Band. I think, although it was a recorded piece from 1968, he was on there, folks. You know, masters of the avant-garde, or the avant-garde clue, and all that kind of thing. And also, Ozzy Osbourne is, well, he's worked quite closely with Paul McCartney. I think at some point he has worked with Yoko Ono, but therein lies, you're only two steps away from the person, aren't you? So that's a connection if ever there was one. This is from Master of Reality. And I was when this was on CD, I was always felt a little bit short-changed with the cover. And that's because the original cover was sort of an embossed thing, and it was almost, you could probably call it like Black Sabbath, the Black Album. It was sort of purple, and then the sort of Master of Reality thing was just sort of embossed black. And of course, on a CD cover, that looks a bit crap, really. So, that was the end of that. It was just a bit two-dimensional. This is from the vinyl version, and it's got a nice swirly Vertigo label. That's not even a word, is it? And this is two different things. This is Embryo and Children of the Grave. And one of the things that I think when people got this album in America saw was that they'd sort of divided the different tracks into little subheadings. Something that didn't really happen there, but you get a little bit of Embryo as well. Anyway, let's hear it spin.
back with my special guest, Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy, thanks for coming. Well, what do you think of the show so far?
I've never heard anything so bizarre in my life, you know.
So, how are things? How's the family?
My kid went to see a movie the other night and got run over.
That's nice. Well, Ozzy, I just wanted to tell you that I really loved your last album. You know, I really loved your singing and that guitar thing. And do you know what they call that thing where you hit it and it makes a loud noise and it keeps the beat?
Yeah, it's called a drum.
Oh. And how does it go?
That's it.
Thanks, Ozzy. Who would you say is your biggest musical influence?
What's that black guy's name who got done from that rap band?
Wayne Newton?
Yes, yeah.
Huh, interesting.
On how life should be lived and things should be done. But I'm here to say you gotta do just what you want. And when they start of that talk, talk, talking, remember just one thing.
My woman, who's long gone. I can't. watch the sun go down. I think about my woman, yeah, but my woman lotion ain't around. My heart is filled with sadness, and my eyes are filled with tears. I can't keep from crying sometimes. Alright, I can't keep from crying sometimes. Well, mama, she's dead and gone, and I know I'm all alone. I can't keep from crying sometimes, sometimes. Whoa, no.
That was from 1966. That was Blues Project, and that was, well, you heard a couple of songs actually. You heard firstly Black Sabbath, Children of the Grave, and that had all the funky stuff at the end, you know, the children coming out of the grave bit. It was all very creepy. Epic Records connected us to the band The Remains. Black Sabbath album reunion, I think a bastion of Black Sabbath albums, if ever there was one, connected us to that, and that was Don't Look Back. And American Bands connected us to Blues Project and I Can't Keep From Crying from 1966, featuring Al Cooper. And, well, the connection is back to James Brown, and this is featuring Clyde Stubblefield. I think this is probably his single most famous piece of drumming. And as James himself would say, don't turn it loose, because it's a mother. And here's James himself. When he was in a spot of bother, I think he was on his way to Rio de Janeiro, but he just bought himself out of jail. Let's see what he had to say for himself.
Yeah.
Now, the women love you when you get out there. Why do you think that is?
What'd you say?
The women love you when you get out there.
Why is that, ladies?
Well, I'm asking you.
Huh? Because I look good.
What do you think that is? You
I
look
good. I smell good. I
yes.
feel good.
And you sing good.
And make love good.
Oh.
Pull back the cover. Shade. God, it's a raid. Cut out the lights. Call the law. Cut out the light and call the law. Standing over there, the devil's son-in-law.
Thank you.
I don't know, blink and you miss it. That was James Brown featuring Clyde Stubblefield there on drums, Rest in Peace, and Funky Drummer. Talk about exactly what it says on the tin. Well, let's go around the houses. We start off with, Ben Sidran and Fat Jam from 1974. Miles Davis, The Complete Illustrated by Ron Carter, Clark Terry, and Lenny White. The Complete Illustrated History, that is. Connected us to Sonny Sharrock and Black Woman from 1969. Songs Milk Loved, This Is My Jam. Connected us to Incredible Bongo Band and Kiburi. Billboard, 25th of August 1973, page 64. Connected us to For What It's Worth by the Staple Singers from 1967. Ringo Starr himself was on the same piece of film as the Staple Singers, albeit in a different scene. Martin Scorsese's The Last Waltz. And Ringo Starr was very closely associated with Harry Nilsson at various points in his career. And from Nilsson, we had Don't Leave Me from 1968. The Work magazine blog had an article all about Henry Wolfe, who had just covered Your Motion Says and All I Think About Is You by Harry Nilsson and Arthur Russell, respectively. And from Arthur Russell, we had Nobody Wants a Lonely Heart. We had some strange sort of UFO noise in the middle of that song as well. I think we were taken over by intergalactic beings. I think I'm going to get on the phone to NASA about that one. We had a enthralling episode of the radio station, and that was sort of interspersed with Buffy St. Marie, and they got a kick. Hit him. I'm going to start Q's and K's together in this one. They got to quit kicking my dog. And then we had Ornette Coleman, What Reason Could I Give? There was a photo in the Daily Mirror Pride of Britain 2005 awards. That was actually the connection between Ozzy Osbourne and Yoko Ono, who had played with Ornette Coleman. That took us to Black Sabbath and Children of the Grave. An Owl Hooted, etc. Epic Records Reunion, Black Sabbath sort of reunion album was on that. And we have The Remains, Don't Look Back. The fact that they're from America connected them to the Blues Project, and I Can't Keep From Crying. And Al Cooper in Blood, Sweat and Tears, in another sort of incarnation after the Blues Project, had a song called I Love You More Than You'll Ever Know, which was sort of split, really, a dedication between Otis Redding and James Brown. From James Brown from 1970, we had Funky Drummer. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show today. Stick around for Simon's show. He's got something exciting lined up for you. Hope you've not got too many headaches with this Lodos that we're having, and, make hay while the sun shines. I think the rain's just holding off. But stay dry, stay stay cool, and keep connected. Good night.
Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.